Dictation for DeMarco Taylor, DeMarco Taylor. Date of service is 10/21. Oh, sorry. One moment. Date of service is 8/26/2021. And the patient is DeMarco Taylor. Date of birth 10/22/1990. Date of accident is 10/8/2024. Mr. DeMarco Taylor is visiting us after a little break. He was incarcerated for more than 8 months. Initially, he was seen on /10/21/2024, and after that we did not have any whereabouts of him. He appeared all of a sudden on 6/18/2025 to continue his treatment after the accident that he was involved in on 10/8/2024 as a resident driver, and allegedly he was T-boned on the driver's side. The impact at the time had caused him some headaches without TBI symptoms, but pain syndrome affecting his whole left side, especially the left elbow, lower back, and pain in the left hip area, left knee area, left shoulder area. Moderate pains were reported initially. Patient now reports that he still has the same issues, pain in the left shoulder, left elbow, and left knee. He did have a previous fracture in the left elbow that was casted before this accident 1 year ago. But according to him, the pain has now worsened. The situation is out of control. He cannot sleep on his left side at all due to the pain. At this time, the knee pain is only 2 or 3. It's not much. But left shoulder pain is 9. Lower back pain is 9. And mostly they are all shifted towards the left side. So the pain level is reported to be between 8 and 9. ADLs are affected 8. 10% release is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure was 147/102, pulse 95, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same as the previous visit is present. In the 6/18/2025, dictation number 0806-004. The findings are in the left shoulder, left elbow, left knee, and the lower back area. An MRI of the lumbar spine and left shoulder was ordered on the first visit in 2024, but for some reason he has not been able to do that. And so patient has been asked to redo the appointment. His appointment is on 8/26 today at 11 o'clock. Patient has been told to get the MRIs done and then visit us so that we can provide him some help with a proper treatment plan. Patient agrees. No medications are provided at this time. Patient is advised to come back in 2 days. Thank you.